Everyone have a handout? I'd like you to turn to page 6 and 7, which is the last two. I just want to mention one thing. It's most likely doubtful that we will get to use this document this morning. I'm not in charge of anything, even though you may think I am. I'm not in charge of anything. I'll draw your attention to the April 10th transformation to change our walk, and then the last one. What I want to draw your attention to is the scriptures that are attached to the word. This is something, I'm going to say, a step forward in how we present the present day speaking from now on. I could probably say we missed it, but because we didn't hear it, I'm not so sure how we could have missed it. But there are individuals that receive these, and because they don't know the word and they do not hear their born-again spirit speaking and saying, "This is truth," we've now went to take a step and put two or three witnesses from the Bible for them to realize that the Holy Spirit is laser focused and he's pulled out of the entire word of the Father, and he has said something to us, whoever us is, to anybody that ever reads this. And some are at a level of growth, of maturity, that they would challenge it or not believe that it's truth and not believe that it is a present day speaking. The first thing that the Holy Spirit allowed us to see was if we allowed the name of the individual to be attached to the word, that they would judge the accuracy of the word based on the individual. And the Lord is in, I'm sure you've read this, the Lord's already instructed us that he had that same difficulty all through the Old Testament, that Israel rejected because the prophet didn't look like they wanted him to look, didn't dress the way he was supposed to dress or whatever. And in essence, the Lord says, "I choose the vehicle, I choose the mouth. You know, it's my choice who is prophesying. I use their mouth. And in some cases, I use the children, the unearned or unlearned, to bring forth a word that is me speaking to mature them." And so we eliminated the names of the individual. In the case of, if you are familiar with the audio file that we have out on the website, and you listen to the audio file, you will hear a voice that I don't believe has ever had a microphone on at the church. So anyway, it's his voice, and it's words that have come forth to the family or to the prayer center worldwide that we do not have ownership of the mind of Christ just here. But when a word comes forth that we know is him and we know that it is to the body, we send it out and he records them. So that's enough introduction to the sheet. If you would lay it aside. If I had my druthers, which I don't, but if I had my will, I would turn this into a study hall. How many, is there study halls still in school? Or am I dating myself way, way back? Okay. There's no study halls in the schools now? No. Well, we used to have study halls to where you would prepare if you were a average student like I was. You would use the study hall to study the next class that's coming, because you had no time before that because sports was more important and girls and whatever, whatever. So those were study halls. But I hope you have this. I hope you have a pattern of we're sending it out on the internet. We sent it out utilizing a service called Constant Contact, to where the Thursday of every week, I believe it is, anything that the Holy Spirit has chose to take from the entire Word and speak to us personally, we get it out there. If you're unable to, no, if you're unwilling or unable to do this, I would highly recommend it. It is a level of unity that the Lord wants us to have. It's a level of oneness that He wants us to have. It's a level of ability to pray, really ability to live your life in one accord with not only the Lord, but the prayer center. The words that come forth from the prayer center are always filled with instructions for your life. There are prophetic voices in the world, and those voices talk about end time. They talk about national things. But in our walking with the Holy Spirit and Him being laser focused, He has nothing else on His mind but your fellowship with Him. Nothing else. He wants you. He wants you. He wants you 24/7. 24/7. And he brings instructions, or He brings words of knowledge, words of wisdom, for us to live, not look at, not be entertained by, but to put it inside of us. And He is really good at knowing exactly what each one of us need. He's the best, right? He's the best teacher. And we're all continually in a classroom. I think we're in a full-time classroom at the moment, okay, in preparation for the near future. It's called the Message of Fellowship. You know all this. But I highly recommend that you meditate. There are individuals that would say we're spending too much time on the prophecies. I don't want to address that. I want to go another place. I see very few visions or very few pictures. I used to be very envious and jealous of Gary Carpenter, and he's not here this morning, so I'm able to talk about him. But it seems like he lives in an area where motion pictures are going around in his mind all the time, all the time. What do you mean you've seen that? What do you mean you've seen that? You know. And in essence, the Lord's saying, well, He's a teacher, and I have to get across the lesson to Him first so that He's able to teach it, because I'm not here to teach you. So it's just part of the job responsibility of the Holy Spirit to make sure He sees it and hears it and knows it, etc. The vision that I keep seeing, or the picture that I keep seeing, is a very large piece of marble. It's like a pillar. It's bigger than this, taller than this, but it's really beautiful. And it's very, very solid. And it stands for truth. It stands for truth. And I believe the Lord has said one time, truth always stands alone. In other words, it will never change. Never, ever. It has never, it is never, and it never will be changed. And I see this piece of granite, and when you take a close look at it, I'm going to use Leah. When you take a close look at this piece of granite, Leah is inside that piece of granite. No, I don't know how to tell you how I see it, but it's like a strong piece of granite, and right in the center of the granite is where she's standing. And the granite represents truth. And some may not have, they may have sandstone, or they may have whatever. But the truth that is within these documents is what surrounds you and covers you above and beneath. It is Jesus. I mean, He is the way, He is the truth. But it's the amount that you have spent inside the truth that builds the granite around you for all of the attacks. And it's just not the present day speaking. We know it's the entire word. But in my walk before the Lord and in my fellowship with people, there's almost never a problem now that comes that the enemy has not laid a lie into the individual's life for them to be deceived and walk in partial victory. And the primary reason why the enemy has any success whatsoever is because they have not studied the truth. And in many cases, you know, I'm able to say, did you ever read this? We got a very important email. Gary actually got it from another country, from an individual that has a wonderful call on their life. They are, I would call a general. I would call them an overcomer. I would call them a leader in spirit. And they have went through the last period of time a great deal of difficulties. And when the individual laid out what they had went through, and Gary sent it to me and copied me and let them know that he was copying me, as I read their struggle, the words from the present day speaking come right up before me, because the Holy Spirit has been sent to show us things to come. You're able to study the enemy's defeat before he's even able to raise up an army, because he has shared the word with us. Not only the present day speaking, but within the word, it's there, and it is a shield. I mean, it is, put yourself inside of the word. There is no facts. I mean, I'm looking at all of you, but I could point to you and say, what facts are in your life today that agree with the word? And I believe you're going to say, there are no facts in your life that you can say that fact is the truth. Because the truth is what's changing the facts. Every one of you are in a warfare. I mean, how much and how long have we heard Alan speak? I had an occasion to have a little bit of fun. He didn't think it was a lot of fun, but I did. We were having a meeting the other day, and I chose the place for the meeting to be upstairs in the office. And he texted me back and said, could we have it somewhere else? It's a little hard for me to go up steps. And I texted him back and said, the trouble is, I don't see you in the condition you're in. I felt as though you would run up the steps if you were running a little late to get to the meeting on time, because that's who he is. And that's where we need to be. I'm going to use the word blueprint again. But the enemy knows your blueprint, most likely as well as you know it, and in sometimes better, based on the amount of time you've spent in taking the words that the Lord has given you and you live them. Now, I'm not throwing stones, because there's more stones that would come back at me than would come, you know, because we're all having to do the same thing. Okay. If you want to go to Hosea chapter 4, Old Testament. For sake of time, I'll quote the verse and you can write down, you can look it up later and reference it. Hosea 4:6 says, my people... Incidentally, I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified. I could read the King James and then read the Amplified, but with the amount of time we have, I'm just going to go direct to the Amplified. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You could replace that word knowledge with truth. If you look up the definition, it represents truth. It represents wisdom. It represents understanding. So, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you, the priests, have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, and that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of God. I will also forget your children. That is where the body of Christ in United States stands. Is that the Lord was requiring the priest to deliver the truth. And they chose to deliver their own words. At the prayer center, or the family of the prayer center, I will guarantee you that all you're going to get is truth. Because the same Father that said this, the same God Almighty that said this, there's no one that I know of that teaches or speaks here that ever wants the Father to reject them. And it is generational. He had to, in his righteousness and justice, he had to reject their children also, because they chose not to speak the truth and not feed or nurture or love the entire nation. And that's where the majority of the United States and other places are presently today, in rejecting the real truth. Then I'm going to give you Luke 6:46-49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not practice what I tell you? For everyone who comes to me and listens to my words in order to heed their teaching and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug and went down deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when the flood arose and the torrent broke against that house and could not shake or move it because it has been securely built or founded on a rock, that's who you are. That's who we have to become. We can't just read this or read the word or read your blueprint. You have to dig deep. You have to dig deep. You have to remain laser focused. There is so much out there going on. It is the greatest stealer of your time. Doesn't he say, redeem the time? Redeem the time. There is so much out there that you need to see every single one of them as a distraction. It was in 2014 that the Lord first gave us the word laser focused. Matter of fact, it was April 2nd, 2014. That's 2 years ago. 2 years ago. And he said this, I have sent my spirit to drive double-mindedness away from the midst of you. You shall be a people laser-focused where my will flows through you as purely and clearly as the sunlight through a clear glass window to bring light to a dark world and set the captives free. He has given you the grace to remain laser focused. It's amazing the number of people that want to send you things to read, and it has absolutely nothing to do with your laser focus and bringing the Father's will to the face of the earth through you. Remember when the Lord told one of us, you know, in essence, you're watching too much football and you're spending too much time listening to the news. He didn't tell him to eliminate it. He was so far out of balance, he couldn't say eliminate it. So he said, I want you to only do this much. Cut back, cut back, cut back. So that you will become laser focused. And all that's coming towards you as an individual is one of the primary ways the enemy steals the word out of you. If he can steal your time, he has stolen your life. Think about it. He's able to steal your life by good things. It's not the sins of the flesh that the majority of us are fighting against or wrestling for. It's the good things that he's trying to fill your time with. The Lord gave Gary an instruction to give to us either before the first part of the year or right after the first part of the year. And the Lord said that he wanted us to spend a great deal of time in reading John 14 through John 17. Now, once again, I'm only sharing. There's absolutely no judgment in me whatsoever in regards to whether you've done that or not. And if you haven't or you're not doing it, you're not late, because the Lord will make up for all the time that's been stolen from you. He only looks at your heart, doesn't look at your brain. He only judges everything based on your heart. And he knows you love him, and he knows He absolutely knows he loves you beyond that. But to me, the cornerstone for this year, and maybe forever, is John 14 through 17. Because the Lord gave us that instructions. He had to use Gary's mouth to say it, but it was, I really, really, really want you to spend a great deal of time in John 14 through 17. If you do that, and more than one of you do that, I'm able to bring unity. I'm able to bring a corporate anointing, a corporate unity that will put 10,000 to flight. A oneness. It's not manipulation. It's not manipulation and control. What it is laser focus that he knows each one of us, the value of who you are to him. Prophecy, word after word, prophecy after prophecy, message after message from everyone that speaks here, that you're valuable. That you're as valuable as anybody that the Lord was using his mouth to speak at that time. Think about this. Do you think that the Lord gave Dave Roberson more authority than he gave you? Do you think the Lord gave Gary Carpenter or Nathan or Alan more authority than he gave you? Can anybody tell me the answer to that question is yes? No? No. They may demonstrate it more, but the seed that was planted in you when you were born again carried in it all the authority that is in heaven and is in earth. All of it. No partiality. Complete authority that you carry. It's our responsibility to go find it and to go receive it and take it. But you carry the same amount of authority. No exception. No exception. Some time back, the Lord gave us this, and it is true today. Something about his word, something about the truth, that it never grows old. You know, it never burns out. The light bulb never breaks. Okay, the battery is never discharged. The moment that he spoke it, he spoke it into light and life, and it's that way forever, forever. So when we look at some of the words that he's given us and some of the words that he's given you within your own personal walk with him, it has just the same amount of power, same amount of authority, same amount of life, same amount of light as it did when he originally spoke it. This word came forth a long time ago. If the greatest heart cry of the exalted Son of Man could be heard upon the earth today, it would be this. It would be this. Oh, that my brethren would sit, listen, and hearken to the counsel of my Father's Spirit as he brings my mind to them. For his mind is the will of the Father. His mind is made fully known unto the Spirit of truth. The Comforter will take of his and show all things unto his brethren. If they will sit and listen and hearken, as the Spirit brings the voice of him who speaks from heaven to the earth. The greatest heart cry. three verses, reference verses to that is John 5:19, John 14:10, and John 14:24. There are more, but those three are pretty good ones. So Jesus answered them by saying, "I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the Son is not able to do nothing of himself, of his own accord, but he is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. For whatsoever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in his turn. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? What I'm telling you, I do not say on my own accord or my own authority, but the Father who lives continually in me does the work. His own miracles, deeds, or power. Anyone who does not really love me does not observe and obey my teaching. And the teaching which you hear and heed to is not mine, but comes from my Father who sent me." John 14:16, John 14:26, John 15:26, John 16:7, John 16:15. You probably know them by heart. You've probably been reading John 14 through 17 forever. But this is the Lord Jesus talking. When the truth was delivered through the Lord Jesus that we're reading, he was only talking to the 12. It was the last thing he had to say. In essence, he said, I'm not going to do a lot of talking with you anymore because the enemy's coming. He's going to find nothing in me. So I'm finished talking. But here's what I'm about ready to tell you, and it's the last thing before I follow what my Father has called me to do. So this is important. And John recorded it for us because that's what he's saying to us. That's his laser focus at the moment, John 14 through 17. I want you to know who you are. I want you to know who you really are in me. I want you to know we're one. I want you to know that all of heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is all yours. We never leave you. We're always in agreement. Everything we are is available to you. We hold nothing back. We never become weary in well-doing. We're complete love. We never, ever, ever, ever stop loving you. There's nothing that you can ever, ever do that will cause us to ever stop loving you. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit loves everyone that's in hell. That's who they are, is love. John 14:16. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. But the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of bring to your remembrance everything that I have told you. Isn't it interesting that John wrote this book something like, I could look it up, but 30 or 40 years later, and the Holy Spirit was writing this through him, assuring him that everything that he was writing was him, the Holy Spirit, and that he was bringing to remembrance everything that the Lord Jesus had said. It's amazing. And he does the same thing for you, because he never changes. He is bringing to your remembrance every single thing he has said to you, if you give him the time. And you are. You are. How would you like to have a mind like that? We do have it because we have the mind of Christ. It's only getting that more in us that we can walk there. But when the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who comes, proceeds from the Father, he himself will testify of me. However, I'm telling you nothing but the truth. When I say it is profitable, good, advantageous for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is what I meant when I said that he, the Holy Spirit, will take of the things that are mine and we reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. That's who we are. Luke 9:1 says the following. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power, dunamis, and authority, exousias, over all devils and to cure the disease. These were non-born-again people. So somehow the Lord was able to transfer his power and his authority into an individual that was not born again. He no longer does that because the Holy Spirit is the one that is the power. And he has given each one of you authority to the level of God Almighty himself for you to use to declare through your words his will on the face of the earth. And the Holy Spirit is right there saying, come on, say it. All of my power is available. They had an event in their life. You have a life. You don't have a vent. You have a life inside of you, all powerful, all with full authority. If you will sit, listen, and hearken. You all know the seven principles, or what we call the seven keys of fellowship. You can take the handout. You can read any one of them, any one of the words. And within them, you will find one of the seven principles. Because that's all he has. He can only bring truth. You know, he never says anything to waste your time. He really never says anything to be heard. How many friends do you have that they want to be your friend because they want to tell you everything about themselves? I'm sure you don't have any like that. But that's all they have. That's the majority of what they have to talk about. But when the Holy Spirit speaks, He's speaking about you and His relationship with God Almighty with you. He never wastes your time. Never, ever, ever waste your time. Now we're getting to the message. This was a word that came forth that is not part of the present day speaking, but as I was preparing, or the Holy Spirit was preparing, He wanted to, we'll have time to just do this. He wanted this to be the cornerstone for what is said this morning. It's titled, The Voice of Authority. There is not more authority released when praying or commanding in the known tongue than there is when praying and commanding in the unknown tongue. Did you hear that? There is not more authority released when praying or commanding in the known language, the known tongue, than there is when praying and commanding in the unknown tongue. The soul of man does not carry more authority than the spirit of man. Your voice becomes my voice of authority on earth when you allow my spirit to pray and speak through your lips. Your body is my body on the earth. When speaking by my spirit on earth, you wield my authority, whether it be in the known or the unknown tongue. Spend time allowing the Holy Spirit to give your spirit utterance, that my mind may be spoken with authority in the earth, that the Father's will may be manifested. Let me read that again. Spend time allowing the Holy Spirit to give your spirit utterance, that my mind may be spoken with authority in the earth, that the Father's will be manifested. Romans 8:26. You know it by heart. So the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears up in our weaknesses, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings to the depth of utterance. I don't know if that has registered in your spirit at the moment, how much freedom that begins. Where we live, we have more accidents on the road than what a normal home would have. And every time we hear the siren, Father, your will be done. Father, your will be done. And we almost always begin to pray in the Spirit, because we have absolutely no idea what needs to be done in that case. But the Holy Spirit has perfect idea what needs to be done. And with this truth of being able to release the Father's authority on the face of the earth. That's what we do, knowing and trusting and believing that He's releasing all the authority necessary. You want to talk about the election? You want to talk about the hurricanes and the tornadoes? You want to talk about the earthquakes? Every time you pray in the Spirit, we know you're praying for edification. I mean, we've been well taught. But this is a portion. This is something that we may not have all realized, that the Holy Spirit knows when He needs your authority. Recently, the Lord gave a quick word to someone, and He said, "I do not need your authority in heaven. Believe me for your healing. I need your authority here, because I have no authority unless I have it through my body. And I want to use your authority." I could read, well, I have 5 minutes. I'm going to read three or four things that He said. But the truth is, you are a vessel of authority. There's two words. You know the two words. Dunamis, dynamite. Exercius, which is authority. The other is power. You know the difference. You've been taught. The Holy Spirit has all power. He doesn't need any of your power. But He does need all of your authority. We will not have Jesus as Lord over Tulsa or Tulsa's in revival without us not releasing our authority. I desire to take your authority and speak my words through you and wield the two-edged sword. That's my desire. Therefore, this is really a good one. I think I'm saying, oh, maybe the rest weren't all that good. No. It's just every one that you read, it's almost like the first bite of apple pie that you've ever tasted. And it's the best ever. So as you read this, every single one becomes the best ever. Therefore, I'm looking for a people who will contend against powers and principalities and wickedness of this world. They will contend that through their authority, I, as the supreme head of the church, might take my rightful place within that authority, that I may exercise in my body, within this earth, the things that I would do in these last days. This one fits really good for us. When persecution and afflictions and the activities of those things turn up in your life, have they turned up in your life? Boy, I see smiles. Like, are you trying to kid me? Yes. Yes. Listen. This is really good. When persecution and afflictions and the activities of those things turn up in your life, it is a good sign that the authority has been delivered to you to put Him to flight. It's a good sign that the authority has been delivered to you to put Him to flight. If He can deceive you through the smokescreen, you will once again, for those things He desires to pull you back into, you will concede to those things that He wants to pull you back into, if He can deceive you. But know this, that I, who is at the right hand of my Father, make intercession for you. I do so that your faith fail not. For those who would desire to move into my spirit instead of embracing the world in these last days. Hear what the Spirit would say. You who have ears to hear and understanding, much of what I'm able to do right now, was worked out in the past by you, who gave yourself to me that I might take the authority that you have and work my plan. Therefore, I am able to take the authority you gave me as the body of Christ and bring my plan forward in this hour. You will see not only those things, but even more and more unusual things. You will esteem many of them as unusual signs and wonders. For the age comes when I will be able to demonstrate myself in creative miracles and numerous amounts of miracles, the kind that were very rarely seen from generation to generation, the kind where I restore limbs and replace eyes and ears. Oh yes, for I am the Lord your God, whom you trust. Let's use our authority more. See you at 10 o'clock.